is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
When we were growing up, as I mentioned to you a moment ago, it was fairly standard that the majority of children in our class at school made their Holy Communion. They were different times, and we were perhaps a lot more religious then, or maybe we weren't actually more religious then, but we just kind of fell into line. Well, today, parents are less likely to involve their children in religious events like First Holy Communion. But sometimes that can leave children feeling like the odd ones out. And here's a question for you. Is it right for parents to exclude their children from their Holy Communion because they aren't religious enough? Mammy and Daddy don't go to Mass or whatever. Well, have a listen to this message that we got yesterday from a lady called Yvonne. And she says, this might make an interesting topic. Myself and my wife have one child and he's in primary school, a Catholic school as it happens. But next year is communion year and we are debating whether or not to let him make his first Holy Communion. Neither of us are religious. We did have him baptised to get him into the school. And incidentally, that was the last time he was actually in church. But many of his friends are making their communion and we don't want him feeling like the odd one out. We've heard from friends that in a class situation in school, the children who are not making their communion are made to feel kind of like the odd ones out and different to everyone else in the class. But we don't want to be hypocrites by pretending to be religious for just one day. Well, that's what most people seem to do. My husband is more annoyed about this than me and is insisting that it doesn't happen. In other words, that the child does not make his first Holy Communion because by their own admission, they are not religious people. They don't go to church. And therefore, they've decided that it's not the husband has decided that it's not appropriate for the child to make the first Holy Communion. But Yvonne says, I'm happy to go ahead with it just for that day. Now, like I said, it is a debate that many parents have had about whether or not to have their child make their first Holy Communion or not, particularly if you are not religious. And I would love to hear from you on this on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp the programme on 0877 989898. 0877 989898. I'd love to hear from you and find out, did you go ahead with it? Or did you decide, no, I'm not going to be a hypocrite either. I'm not going to let my child make their first Holy Communion. I'm not going to indoctrinate them in a church that I no longer believe in. Whatever your opinion, I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 989898. You can also send us a WhatsApp voice message to that same number, 0877 989898. Now, I'm very interested in a new thing that happened for the first time last year. And if you're a parent that is in two minds about whether or not for your child to make their first Holy Communion, you might be interested in a new secular ceremony that was held last year for the first time and is being held this year again. Joining me on the line is Tony O'Donoghue, who's head coordinator of My Little Big Day, which is a non-religious, non-profit ceremony for children in second class. And Tony joins me on the line. Tony, welcome to 98FM.
Good morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Tony. So, why did you decide to start organising My Little Big Day?
Right, well, it was basically myself and my wife. We decided to withdraw from the Catholic Church. And we had, our son was facing into the second class, basically. He was in first class at the time. But we knew he'd be facing into a year in school where his friends would have a big celebration happening, there'd be a big fuss made over them, and all the stuff that we now associate with First Communion. And we just thought to ourselves, well, we didn't want our decision to negatively impact on him in any way. So we wanted to organise something kind of special for him and unique. So we came up with the idea of a non-religious alternative.
Okay, so he was in a class where many of the other kids would have been making their First Holy Communion. But you as parents obviously decided that he wasn't, or is it that you're just not Catholics at all? What is the background there?
Well, myself and my wife were raised Catholic, but I mean, like many many families now, we were just kind of going through the motions, if you know what I mean. But it was just, we said to ourselves, we can't have anything to do with the Catholic Church. It was actually when the news broke about Tuam, we just said to ourselves, it's a
Enough
scandal
is
too
enough.
far. We can't, you know, it's not enough to just touch and shake our heads and then move on to the next, wait for the next scandal. We said that's enough, and we have to actually stand up and do something here, you know.
Okay, so you decided to organize a special day for a group of children who weren't making their first Holy Communion, who were from non-religious families or families who'd moved away from the church. So tell me exactly what you did.
Well, we saw a humanist celebrant in action at our friend's wedding a few months before we actually made the decision. And she was fantastic, a lady by the name of Etna Dempsey. And we contacted Etna and asked her, would she be interested if we wrote a ceremony and got some families together and organized the venue, would she perform this ceremony for us, a non-religious ceremony? And she absolutely loved the idea. So we got the venue together. We asked other families in the school, and we got some of them on board. And then we reached out on local parents' Facebook groups as well, and we brought some more families on board.
Okay, so the mere mention of a word ceremony makes people think of a religious connotation. What sort of ceremony is it?
Oh, well, it's completely non-religious, very humanistic, and it has a really nice message for the kids and the families taking part as well.
And the message is?
Oh, sorry. The theme for last year's ceremony was We Are All Connected. And what it was, the ceremony explored the children's connection to their families and loved ones, and then their connection to the wider human family, so you and me and everybody else, basically, and then their connection to nature and all living things and how we're all connected.
Okay, so what was the uptake like last year? Because I know you're doing it again this year, which I want to find out about in a second. But what was the take-up like last year?
Oh, it was very good. For the ceremony, we had 12 children from 10 families, and we had 140 guests. The room held 140 people, so we were actually at capacity on the day. It was incredible. It became so much more than we ever anticipated when we just thought we have to do something for our son, you know?
Okay, so you're going with it again this year. Where and when and what's the plan?
So we're holding it again this May. It's in the Finstown Castle Hotel in Lucan. And what we do is we organise it on the Sunday so that we don't clash with the Holy Communion. So children making their Holy Communion can come to our afters for, you know, their classmates. And then the children taking part in our ceremony can go to their friends' Holy Communion afters on the Saturday. So we work actually alongside the Holy Communion.
Now, a lot of people, will say that this is just creating another divide. There are, you know, the kids that are going to Finstown Castle and then the kids that are making their first Holy Communion. So it's creating a bigger divide, is it not?
I wouldn't say so. I mean, the families that join us, the children wouldn't be taking part in the Holy Communion anyway. You know, so, there is a divide there already between families taking part and families not taking part. We would be a subset of families that the children wouldn't be taking part in the first Holy Communion anyway.
Okay, now, so you're having it again in May this year.
Yes.
For parents who would think, oh, that's not a bad idea because I think my kids are being kind of left out in class. They're, you know, most of their class is making their first Holy Communion. I don't want to. I don't want to be a hypocrite, like you said. I'm not interested in the church anymore. How do they get involved?
Well, basically, it's parent-led. So, I mean, any parents or group of parents can organise one of these ceremonies themselves. We do it completely non-profit. And, I mean, if there's a group of parents that want to organise one on a non-profit basis, we'll help them out. We put a guide together and we'll assist them any way they can to organise something in their own area or their own school.
Okay, so do you see this taking off? Do you see this becoming a thing?
Hopefully. I mean, what we'd love to see ultimately down the road is any family that feels kind of under pressure or they want to have something a little bit different, or even completely non-religious or humanistic families that want to have a day of celebration for their child at around the same time their classmates are having the Holy Communion, that there would be something available in their area, or even that they can organise one themselves and bring other families on board.
You might have heard me read out that message a couple of minutes ago from Yvonne. And it's because of Yvonne's message that we decided to track you down, Tony. They're facing a dilemma. Daddy doesn't want the child to make communion. Mammy is easy enough over it. How do you resolve that one? when it is an issue between parents?
Well, it is a funny one. I mean, what we do is we will do, it would be the best of both worlds, that there would be the big day out, there would be the ceremony, there would be the celebrations, there would be extended family, you can come together for it as well. And it still has a non-religious kind of... it's non-religious, you know, it's non-religious based. The story that you mentioned there, I've heard so many times over the last couple of years. And the thing is, there's no such thing as an average family. I've heard so many different stories. And there's people under so many different types of pressures to do with the first communions as well, you know. I mean, it was part of the reason we felt under pressure ourselves, that we didn't want our son to feel excluded. We didn't want him feeling, you know, left out, or that he was missing out on something because of our decision. And ultimately, that's where this project came from in the first place.
As a matter of interest, did he enjoy it?
He had a ball. What we do is as well, we have a combined after party for the kids as well. So the families all, we have one entertainer, and we invite other children from, you know, their classmates, neighbors, kids, and all, then can come to the big after party as well. So I mean, we have a big bumper party for the kids as well as the big ceremony as well. It's a full day of celebration we do.
It sounds like a fantastic idea, I have to say. It's called My Little Big Day. If mm-hmm. somebody wants to find out more, you're on Facebook, is that right?
Yes. So if they just type My Little Big Day into the Facebook search bar, they'll get us. And they can contact us at littlebigdayproject@gmail.com. Now, we have a couple of places left for this May, but we already have people interested for next year and the year after. So if anyone's listening that's interested, please get in touch.
Okay, My Little Big Day, you just search for them on Facebook and you can make contact that way. Super idea, Tony, and thanks very much indeed for talking to us about it.
Lovely to speak to you. Take
All right,
care.
There you go. That's My Little Big Day. So, you are in that dilemma that Yvonne is in. Couldn't that be the answer? Don't bother with the First Holy Communion because you don't want to, because you're not religious and you don't want to be a hypocrite. And go for something like this, My Little Big Day. It's non-religious. It's just a day out for kids, essentially, with a little ceremony just to make them feel special. I'd love to hear from you on this. How did you resolve this one? Matthew, you're on 98FM. How are you, Matthew?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Good, thanks, Matthew. Your daughter is going to a Catholic school, but
yes.
won't or will be going to a Catholic school, but won't be making her First Holy Communion.
No, she won't be making her communion or her confirmation. She's actually not even baptized, so, you know, she can't actually make her communion or her confirmation.
Okay. Do you worry that when she gets to that age, especially if she's going to a Catholic school, that she could be one of the odd ones out?
Yeah, to be honest with you, my wife and I have been worrying about this recently, thinking about, you know, will it affect her when she's in school? You know, will she feel left out with the other kids? But kind of feel like, by the time she gets that age, we'll be able to explain it to her and she'll be able to understand why, you know, we're not doing it.
And how do you explain that to a child? Let's say, and especially for a little girl, because it's a big day, they get dressed up in little, what look like little wedding dresses and whatever. It is a particularly big day for little girls. How will you explain that to her? That, you know, your friends might be doing this, but you're not.
Just be honest with her. Just explain that, you know, it's basically just a case of, these people believe this thing, we believe this thing, so we don't do this, which I assume is the same way that most parents would do it. If she got, you know, quite upset about it, she really bothered her, I might look into the thing that the collar you just had on, the Little Big Day, is that what it's called?
That's what it's called, yeah, My Little
Big Day. I might look into doing something like that, you know, just kind of give her something special, some party to kind of take her mind out of it. But I think it's important just to explain it to her and tell her, look, we don't believe the same thing, so we don't need to do this thing. That's all you have to do. You know what I mean? And I think Ireland's becoming such a multicultural place now. She sees so many different types of people, different clothes, different religious, you know, things that they wear. So I feel like she'll be able to understand that different people do different things. And
but depending on where her school is, would dictate the proportion of non-Catholic kids in that particular school, especially if it is a Catholic school. So she could be one or two out of her class not doing this thing.
Yeah, that's true. I suppose I wouldn't say I haven't really thought about that much, that part of it. But I kind of feel, I would be looking for an exemption from religion class anyway for her, because I don't want her to even learn about it at all. Do you know what I mean? I made the choice to not bring her up in the religion because I absolutely hate it, if I'm honest. So I think I'd be looking for an exemption for that anyway. Do you know what I mean?
All right, but it is something that has cost you a thought. It is something that is on your mind.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Definitely, 100%. Yeah.
Good to talk to you, Matthew. Thank you very much indeed. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp 0877-989898. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
How you doing, Adrian? I'm kind of in the same situation as that. My little lad is making his Holy Communion this year. The wife wanted him to do it, and I really don't. I couldn't care less, to be quite honest, because I'm not religious in the slightest. I'm kind of like, we were kind of over the barrel, but I mean, if it was me and I had any advice to that chap, I'd just bite the bullet, let the child do the Holy Communion. I mean, once you do it, you don't have to go back into the bleeding church. You know, you don't have to go to Mass every day of the week. I think, you know, the child, at the end of the day, he's in school, he sees his mates doing it, so he's going to be the one that's going to be left out. You know, he's not going to be dressing up in his little suit or anything. It's not going to be kind of a special day for him. Let's be honest, the religion part of it is totally obsolete now. You know, it's just kind of a get together or a bit of a party for the child. You know, if it was me, I'd bite the bullet and I'd send the child to do it. You don't have to go to church after that anyway. Crook.
All right, now Christine, you like the idea of having some sort of a thing for kids around communion time, do you?
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic idea. Just like the lady here in a WhatsApp message just said, peer pressure is massive, and I know from families and kids in the area, they plan like the entire year of, oh, I'm going to get this for my Holy Communion, I'm going to get that for my Holy Communion, and this is what I'm going to get with the money I'm going to get. It's massive. So the kids must be feeling left out if they're not going, if they're not getting the Holy Communion done as part of the whole shebang, which is the norm here in Ireland.
And I think that is part of the problem here, that, you know, it has become a norm for kids to have a ceremony like this. And I do feel sorry for the kids who may feel left out.
Yeah, I mean, it's also a massive financial thing these days. And then if you think about it, a friend of mine, he had his son christened last year, and it's not just for the day. He had to go with the child to church. A certain amount of Sundays he had to actually show his face in church. And I mean, it was every Sunday, it was like, oh my God, now I have to go again. I mean, that is just so fake. And that's absolutely not necessary. Then the entire party, the outfits.
And I think a lot of people kind of agree on this, you know, it's all very fake. It's not really a religious thing. And it hasn't been even since I was a kid. It was all about the money you made and getting dressed up and all of that. And it's long since lost its genuine religious meaning.
I'm sure some of the people that bring their kids, they are very Catholic. And I mean, it's absolutely fine for them. But I grew up in a non-Catholic home as well. And but where I'm from in Austria, you're part of the church once you're christened, and that's it. And then at a certain age, you have to pay church tax. And like me and my family, we opted out. So I couldn't get married in church now at home in Austria. I couldn't have my child christened because I physically left the church. I would have to back pay. So it is a bit easier here in Ireland. And I think it's the financial burden is not worth it. It's so fake. I mean, it's just all about the big dresses and who can spend more money these days. The party, everything is so expensive. It starts with the christening as well. And I think it's just not worth it. So this ceremony or whatever you want to call it, it's fantastic. Like, get the kids all pretty dressed up, have a little party for them.
But what is here's the thing that I kind of think of. Okay, I'm not a Muslim or I'm not Jewish, so therefore I wouldn't even be even thinking of trying to mimic. Let's say, for example, Bar Mitzvah is a Jewish ceremony for young teenage boys. We don't have a get together to celebrate somebody else's bar mitzvah. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, absolutely, I agree. But the thing is, the Catholic Church and being Catholic in Ireland is such a massive thing that I don't know, because my only daughter is only a baby at the moment. So I don't know what the ratio in classes would be like, but I can only imagine that the kids must be feeling really left out if, for example...
Especially if it's a Catholic school that they're going to. I know, for example, in non-denominational schools, the religious aspect, especially if there are kids making their communion, it's kept completely separate from the school altogether. And I know that because my own two kids went to a non-denominational school, And they did make their first Holy Communion, but it was completely separate from the school altogether. It was nothing to do with the school, actually, which was which was good.
Yeah, that is a good thing. But I mean, if it is a tight-knit communion, and if the children are all doing it together, and if the child is, I mean, not all children are the same either. I probably would have not taken it as bad as maybe some other kids would. I might have not felt left out because I did do my communion, and I just remember the whole dress was, that's what it was all about.
And still is, I think. I'd love to hear from you on this on 6797981. If you've just joined us, I'm having a conversation about a message that we got yesterday from a lady called Yvonne. And basically, child making, is in communion class, going to a Catholic school in communion class. And mammy and daddy are arguing about whether or not the child should make her first Holy Communion. And it's a bit of, it's her son. It's a bit of an issue. She doesn't mind. He's dead set against us. Now, we were talking earlier on about a new thing, which I'd never heard of before, called My Little Big Day, where they organise a little kind of humanist ceremony for kids who aren't making their communion. So it's a little celebration for them. That isn't First Holy Communion. Now, I noticed from the picture from last year's event, there aren't any white dresses or anything like that. Some of the kids actually seem to be wearing their traditional dress from the countries that they come from. Others are just wearing nice clothes for the day. Let me go to Jean. You're on 98FM. Hi, Jean.
Hi, Jean. Adrian, how are you?
Good, thank you, Jean. Now, your argument is, don't put your kids in a school that they are going to feel like the odd ones out.
Parents are making the decisions not to let their children make their communion confirmation, but yet they send them to a Catholic school.
Mm.
So the children are the ones that are paying then at the end when all the other kids in the class are leading up to it and, you know, talking and being happy about things. So just don't send them to a Catholic school. There's enough schools out there now.
For some people, it's not an option. For some people, it is the only school in the area, the Catholic school. Now, like I said, my own kids went to an Educate Together school. It was a super school in Bray School Project, it's called. Great school. They had a great education there, blah, 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 blah. But it happened to be available for us at that time. It's not always the case.
But I think parents know, you know, when they're having children, that they're not going to bring them up now as Catholics.
Mm.
So, you know, get in there soon. Get your kids registered. I just think it's the children that are paying for it now coming towards communion and confirmation because they're seeing
okay,
all
so
that
in other words, if you don't want your kids to be brought up religious, if you don't want them to make their communion, give it a bit more thought than just throwing them into the local Catholic school.
Exactly. Yeah, as you said there, you know, we don't celebrate Bar Mitzvah. You wouldn't put your child into a Jewish school if they weren't Jewish. Do you understand?
No, yeah, but you do know the problem that an awful lot of our schools here are Catholic-run schools, and it has been an ongoing problem for years.
Yeah, I know, and they have backed off on it a lot since I went to school because it was always nuns and priests, and it was always the Catholic way. And they have backed off on it a lot, but going to a Catholic school is part of making your Holy Communion and your confirmation. That's part of it. And I just feel it's unfair in putting the children into that situation. That's just my opinion. My children were brought up, I was brought up Catholic, they went to Catholic school, they made a communion confirmation. And
okay,
I
but stay there for 1 second, Jean, because V, you are facing this dilemma as well. Hello, V.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hiya, how are you?
You're facing this dilemma as well.
Yeah, that's correct. We have, our son is in first class, so he will be going into second class next year. He isn't baptised and he would never be making his communion. The dilemma is obviously trying to explain to him about, you know, him not doing it when pretty much all the rest of them are. So we were delighted to find out about the Big Little Day.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very different thing. I'd never heard about it before today, I'll be honest with you. It's kind of educated me as well. My Little Big Day is the name of the thing, and you find them on Facebook, and they just organise a little day out for the kids. They have a little ceremony. It's not a religious thing, and away you go.
Well, this is it, and I mean, given that, I know people keep saying Catholic schools, but actually Catholic-run schools are, you know, state-funded, meaning that all taxpayers should, you know, have the same rights.
And they do. And as of last year, the laws were changed that Catholic schools or Catholic run schools, as you said, can no longer discriminate against kids who aren't. It was called the baptism barrier. That's now gone. Yeah. So if your children aren't baptized, that won't discriminate against them going to a school. However, on average, more children in a Catholic run school are going to be Catholic and are going to be making their communion.
Yeah, but I think it's like what people have said, it's falling into line. You know, it's just doing it because it's what everyone does. It's the norm. You know, it feels like, oh, yeah, we can't miss out on our big day. They don't care about the Catholic religion part of it. It's all just about a big party day, you know, or whatever. So
yeah, somebody just sent a message in just on this, and it said, my kids attend a Catholic school. One made their communion last year and another one this May. The children who don't make their communion are included in the ceremony and are encouraged to come along if they want to. Now, I would have thought that that will make them feel even more left out. If they're there at this ceremony and they see all the kids dressed up and all of that, that would make them feel even more left out.
Yeah, I suppose. Depends what. I mean, if they're going to be included, they can dress up anyway. It doesn't really make, it's just clothes, you know, it's just, they can do that if they want to do that. But it's good that everyone has now an alternative, you know, that it could become a bigger thing, a secular celebration ceremony like non-religious, so everyone can participate. You know?
Is it something that's worrying you, or you know, in the back of your mind?
Well, it is. It's just because you're trying to explain to a 7-year-old, 8-year-old, you know, that they are not going to be participating in this thing that everybody else is participating in. But to give, say, but we're going to do this, or we're going to have this day, and your friends and family and your cousins will come to this party. So it's just that he already knows that we, you know, as much as you can explain to a 6-year-old that we don't believe in God, you know, or whatever so he already knows that stuff. He doesn't participate in religious stuff anyway.
All right, very good. Let me play this WhatsApp voice message.
Hi, Adrian. If the woman got the child christened to go to a Catholic school, why not just let the child make the communion? Like, it's no big deal. I'm not religious. I just got my baby christened. When he's older, of course, he's going to make his communion and he's going to make his confirmation. So I don't see the problem. Just let it happen. Like.
But if you're not religious, why would you indoctrinate your child into something that that you're not interested in at all? That's the bit that I think is confusing a lot of people, that if you are not religious, why would you make your children or let your children make their Holy Communion? John, you're annoyed over this because you think these parents are hypocrites.
I do, Aidan. I think they're absolute hypocrites. I mean, at the end of the day, if you don't believe in the Catholic Church, first and foremost, the Catholic Church, like any religion, it's your choice whether you believe in it or not. The second point I'd like to make on this is that any parent out there, or liberal parent out there, quite frankly, you don't like the Catholic Church, don't have your child in the Catholic school. I don't care whether it's state-run or not. The fact of the matter is, don't have them there. If you don't want them to be around Catholics or to be around the Catholic
community. No, I don't think that's anyone said. They didn't say they don't want them to be around Catholics. They don't want their children making their first Holy Communion. And for a lot of parents, the local Catholic school is the only one that they can send their kids to.
No, Adrian. An awful lot of them said, I want to have my child in the Catholic schools. And they forced the Catholic Church to more or less allow their little brats to get into these schools. No, Adrian. The fact of the matter is, these liberal parents out there want the cake and eat it. They want to have their schools in these Catholic, they want to have their children in these schools, and then they don't want them to have them baptized or have their communion or anything like that. So they want their cake and eat it. So my message to these liberal parents out there is, keep your child, put them into another school, put them into a Muslim school, put them into any other school. If you don't like the Catholic religion, don't have them in the schools. It's simple as that.
Simple as that.
So
you have a choice, basically what you're saying is parents have a choice to make when their child is born as to what sort of school they want to put their child into. And don't be moaning about it if it's a Catholic school.
Adrian, there's these Educate Together schools. There's plenty of them there now in the country. If you don't take the Catholic Church, go and register, put your child into one of them schools. And don't be a hypocrite and go, oh, I want to put my child into a Catholic school. But when it comes to the Catholic tradition, oh no, I don't want my child involved in that. So quite frankly, these liberal parents, go grow up, and put your child in an Educate Together school.
All right, stay there for 1 second, John. Let me play this WhatsApp voice message.
Hi, Adrian. If the woman got the child christened to go to a Catholic school, why not just let the child make the
community? Oh, sorry, I played that already. My apologies, my apologies. Sorry. Where am I going now? I'm going to... Pat, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Pat.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, thanks, Pat. What did you want to say?
I'm just sitting here listening to these people, the parents that are not having communions. And I can't understand, why would they want to reward their child for not making the communion? They're making the decision on a religious point. Can they not sit the child down, explain to the child the reasons why they don't want the child to make the communion, and go through this? I'm sure the child would understand that. What they're trying to do is, they're trying to make the decision to make themselves feel good about what they're doing, and then rewarding the child for it. Are we going to reward children that for every on the back of the party?
Right, so you should be able to say to your child, this is the way it is. You are not making your communion like your friends are. Sorry for your troubles.
No, that's not what I just said.
Well, go
I
on.
Said you could explain to the child, because he's in a religious class, explain the religious reasons why you don't want them to make the communion. You don't have to...
And what if they say, all my friends are doing it. Why can't I? They get a lovely dress and they get lots of money.
Then stand up for your beliefs, your religious beliefs. Don't be beating the child up about it. Stand up for your own, really. Don't blame the child for not making the communion. It'll get to a stage where these children, because they won't be disappointed, their parents won't let them feel what it's like to have it, something that's taken away, that you'd end up having to slap them on the back for simply going to school or going to work. These children have to learn that you just can't get everything you want. And it's also have to learn that if it's their parents' fault they don't want to make the communion. Not the child.
Right, so be honest with them is really what you're saying.
Absolutely. Give them the reason why. Don't give them a reason why and then say, but listen, we're going to throw you a party.
Mm. Okay, so...
How is that child supposed to understand the right from wrong if he gets rewarded for doing something that you think is wrong?
All right, no, it's a fair point. And basically... Don't let them rule the roost is really what you're saying. And one last call. Sinead, I think it might have been your message I read out a couple of minutes ago that your daughter made communion last year, but the kids who didn't make communion were included.
Yeah, they were indeed. It was just all girls last year and it'll be all boys this year. But there was one girl out of her class who she wasn't making her communion, but she was included in the day. They had a procession around the church. And this little girl had a pretty white dress on her.
Mm-hmm.
They all walked up towards the altar, you know, with their hands in a prayer hold. And that little girl just had her hands by her side. She was included in the whole day. And now in May...
But she wasn't wearing a little white dress or anything, was she?
Oh, she just had a white dress on her. You know, she wasn't, you know, like all the girls were dressed in communion dresses. And she just had a simple white dress, no veil, no nothing. But she was included in the day. She didn't do the prayers. She didn't receive her Holy Communion. But she was still included in the event as such, you know, that she wasn't left out at all. You know, she didn't miss out on whatever was happening on that day. So she felt she was included. She didn't do the religious part. She was in the church, obviously. But she, you know, she didn't receive a communion. And the boys as well, once it comes to May now, they will be included.
My worry with it when I read your text is that might make them feel more excluded, that they're not actually part of it. But maybe it works for them. And for those of you who are at that age that you're having children or you're pregnant or whatever and you're not religious, it is something to look at. I'm just looking here on educatetogether.ie. Now, Educate Together, they're super schools. They're non-denominational schools and they are all over the place. And for example, in Fingal alone, there are 14 Educate Together schools. There's loads in Dublin City Council area, in South Dublin, in Dunleary, Rathdown. They are all over the place and there are more opening each year. So maybe if you're at that age that you're having kids, if you don't want to bring them up in a Catholic school or send them to a Catholic school, you should look at the Educate Together schools. And like I said, my own two went to one in Bray and it was a great school. It really was. Let me give you the results of a Dublin Talks Twitter poll that we ran over the last half hour. And the question we asked, will you be letting your child make their communion? 66% said yes, 10% said no, and 24% not sure. And it's that 24%, they are the people that we're talking about that haven't made their minds up about what to do. Anyway, there you go. Interesting conversation. Thanks very much indeed for all of your calls. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks. I'm Adrian Kennedy.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Des Kelly Interiors. New store now open at Belgard Road, Tallaght. 98FM.